everybody.
It's Friday.
Rico has an Elite polo on, so you know we're going to do some good radio. Let's just dive in.
Well, I thought it was Floral Friday, but Kenny left me hanging.
I know. You do look the best of us today. I just have a standard-ass plain polo. You have patterns and floral and excitement, and there's hope in that polo.
I'm trying, but I'm just going to go change it.
I should have just wore black today. Can we just jump in? Kenny Cott in for David. Paul Sarah in for Kenny. Listen, no, Dobson just got traded. So I'm not going to sit here and yell and scream. Like, I don't have that in me to do that. I just don't understand much of anything that the Red Wings do, or maybe more appropriately, don't do. When you see the details of this Noah Dobson trade come out, the Islanders basically got a dirty stick in the eye. And I know what these idiots will do. They'll try to package all these picks and move up and take, Long Island native, this Hagens kid. Great, go do that, and we'll see you in 5 years. The point is...
Is that the equivalent of playing for Little Caesars?
Kind of. Windsor native. He once went to DRC as a kid. the whole thing, it's the Wings could have gotten Noah Dobson essentially for free. Because, Kenny and I were sitting here pre-show, you came in, and we were reading the NHL mock draft from ESPN today, mm-hmm. and it was the Wings at 13 take Bear Grylls, reality star, and at 14, what's the first thing it said for Columbus? Columbus will trade this pick for immediate help. The Canadiens, who were in the cup final, then got terrible, then got back to the playoffs before you did any of the above. The Canadiens just got better. They just landed a cornerstone right-handed shot defenseman who just signed an 8-year deal at what I think is a very fair AAV. It wasn't the 10 or 11 fever dream that Noah Dobson's people kept leaking out there.
It was like 9.
Like 8.8 or whatever.
Okay. Yeah.
Doesn't matter. Cap going up. Even in that poverty league, you get a 25-year-old cornerstone defenseman. It matters. Here's the point in all this. When Wojo says, you don't need this draft pick tonight, Steve needs to trade it, that tells you something.
Yeah.
I mean, Wojo basically waits for the body to be rotting before he writes an opinion about said body.
Well, see, that's what threw me, because when Wojo wrote this article, I'm thinking like, oh, wow, Wojo is even angry. But then it got me to thinking, man, maybe Wojo just knows something. Yeah. And he kind of got, it, you know, hey, Woj, could you leak it out? But we're going to be making this move. And, I mean, I guess I don't know now. Because right now, when Wojo is calling and saying you need to be bold, that's something. Because it's not like he's this person. He's not you. Let's put it like that.
No. And again, here's the bottom line. Does the world begin and end with Noah Dobson? No. Does the Wings offseason hang solely on whether they got Noah Dobson or not? No. So save those phone calls.
I think it was the price.
There you go. Pick 16, 17, and some nothing burger forward. Okay? The Wings are sitting there with pick 13, and they don't need the pick. The need is a big-time upgrade on the blue line. Now, understand, maybe they feel like they've got Aaron Ekblad in their pocket. I don't know that. I'm saying maybe. But we're going to deal in what we have right now, which is Wings are mentioned nowhere. Noah Dobson just got dealt for a song, because Lou Lamoriello screwed this up a summer ago when he didn't get Dobson signed. Now we're here. And the Wings are sitting there with pick 13. Another team in the East, who's already better than you, is now really better than you. Look, 25-year-old franchise defensemen don't grow on trees. Full stop. Noah Dobson universally is a top 20 defenseman in the sport. Mm-hmm. Period. Oh, but he had a bad year last year. The whole effing team did. And he was hurt, okay? Layoff. The year prior, he had a 73-point season and is a rock on the blue line and he'll play huge minutes and is physical. Mm-hmm. Like, stop. So the point I'm at, look, Kenny, feel free to jump in anytime you want.
No, I was just letting you cook, man. I have the exact same reaction as you did, because we were talking before the show about how Columbus might get him at 14, the pick after the Wings pick at. And then we were thinking, oh, they could probably include that in a trade and get him. Montreal just did that from underneath you. You could have made this trade very easily. And it makes me wonder, are there other trades and other acquisitions that we could be missing out on because we're just simply not, I don't know, not trying? Are we because?
Or does Iserman have it all set up and it's going to be a fireworks show, not only tonight, but in after July 1st?
It's quite possible. But the problem is that we don't even see the Wings name mentioned in any. Every time I saw Dobson's name come up, and we're just using him as an example right now because he just got moved. And every time I would see his name pop up, or any other high leverage, either trade target or free agent, the Red Wings' name was nowhere to be seen.
Kenny, here's the fear I have, is that seemingly, okay, you can make trades, you can acquire defensemen we haven't heard about, but just as we sit here, in general now, all your eggs are in the Ekblad basket. That's not a good place to be. There are still people who believe Ekblad will test the market but will return to Florida. I don't know. I don't know. Prevailing thought would be Marchand is gone. They'll keep Bennett. They'll keep Ekblad. If you don't get Ekblad and you didn't get Dobson, what else is really out there at that level of player?
There's your middle six forwards and your bottom pairing defensemen that are very easy to acquire, but that's not moving the needle. That's not getting this team into the playoffs. I made the joke last month of, oh, look under your chair, you get a comfort, you get a comfort, you get a comfort. It's a funny joke until it's reality, until it's what we're actually dealing with.
So here's what we want to do. We want to try to do this differently and allow you guys to set the terms. What needs to happen tonight for you to not be disappointed? I mean, look, for some of you, it'll just be let Steve cook. For some of you, Steve could go to your house, soak it in gasoline and burn it down, and you'd say thank you. You're sickos. That's fine. World's filled with sickos. This is your kink, if you will. Go ahead and enjoy it. I don't know. You know, Rex Ryan liked feet. You'll let Steve Yzerman come to your house and punch you in the grill. So be it. Maybe do they have to make what?
I forgot about the Rex Ryan.
Go ahead.
No.
Maybe it's, do they need to trade pick 13 and you don't even care what it is? Is it you're just not going to be happy until or unless this team does something seismic? I leave it to you. Kenny's worn me down this week. Kenny has basically been Eeyore all week. I came in Monday super optimistic, gave you the layout. A lot of the hockeynistas are writing, hey, if Yzerman's making a big move, it's happening this week. Mm-hmm. I tried to sell hope. Kenny basically took a chair to my spine all week.
I mean, would you rather the chair or would you rather him lie to you?
Lie.
Really?
I actually am in a position with the Red Wings I want to be lied to.
All right. They're going to make impactful moves this offseason. The team will be a shoe-in for the playoffs, and they might even win a couple of rounds, too.
Yes. Possibly the best rounds.
Maybe the best.
We've reached that point now.
I'm at a point with the Wings I actually want to be lied to. Like, as much as I get angry at media for lying to people, this is one case where I think I want to be lied to.
So you want some Kremlin media right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, because I don't know what to tell our people. We have pick 13 tonight. That guy won't be here till 2030 if he makes it at all.
No, I think our people are wondering, like, okay, do you hear the Red Wings make the selection at 13? Probably will be very disappointed. Or are you waiting for some buyouts? Maybe that will make you feel a lot better about yourself. Or are you waiting for free agency to open up? And it's like, okay.
Yep.
And Stevie's got the grocery cart going down the aisle. There's a defenseman. There's a frontline center.
Supermarket sweep.
Right.
Yes. There goes Barbara. She's really working those hams. That show was chaos. Look, I have to leave open the possibility that this will all take care of itself in free agency, and it's going to be two A-plus signings, and we're going to make this team a lot better. I that's fine.
No, I know. The only thing about that is this: the free agency just almost feels like you've hit that Hail Mary. Like, okay, you have to do something.
Well, the
now.
Problem with free agency is when you go over the free agents, none of them are listed as having interest in Detroit or Detroit being interested in them.
And there's a steep fall off with the first couple of free agents and the rest of them. I think the rest of them fall under the you get a comfort, you get a comfort
Correct.
Category.
Kenny, this is why, and I don't know. I don't know. Maybe by my 25th year in the market, people will start to listen. I always tell it's trades, not free agency. The trades, you unlock the ability to acquire almost anyone. Make a crazy enough offer, you can get anyone. But that's where value lies. free agency, those players are there for a reason.
Right.
And yeah,
either they're about to get rich or their team didn't really care.
And in fairness to Steve Yzerman, and I don't want to defend him or this franchise, but I'm going to do it. The disadvantage we do have is we aren't one of these zero state tax states. We're not. We can't compete with Florida from a monetary level. We can't compete with Nashville. We can't compete with Texas. We can't compete with Nevada.
Right.
Like, there are just certain, like, we can't compete with that. But outside of that, there's really no excuses. I don't want them picking at 13 tonight, not because they might not draft a good player, but because that player won't be ready for years, plural, and really more towards 4 years, 5 years.
He might sniff the league at 3 years, but he won't play meaningful time, and he won't be a productive player till
right at
Billy
Kenny at best.
Years.
He hits the league in 3 years, and he's the baby foal version of Lucas Raymond,
right?
Who barely looked like he knew what the hell he was doing. So, look, people, what do you want tonight? Look, this was set up to be a big week in the NHL, and it has been, and that the draft has been sold as an agent of chaos tonight. That there will be moves, there will be trades. And if you're getting something done, it was going to happen this week. Thus far, the Wings have done nothing. They have not bought anyone out. They have not made trades. Mm-hmm. And we don't see them at the forefront of free agency. If you believe you have Ekblad in the bag, that's fine. Nobody would be upset with the Ekblad signing. It would be excellent. I'm upset that Noah Dobson was traded for a song. And before you call up and yell at me, I want you to think before you yell at me. You can do both. Well, pick 16 and 17 isn't free. It kind of is. There's a drop-off in this draft. Those picks don't have a lot of value. If you don't believe me, how about Elliot Friedman? Those are his words. Pierre Lebrun, his words. You don't know puck. That's why I'm quoting people who do. Bitch. So we can just move forward now as adults. Noah Dobson was acquired for free. For free. That's one word, by the way. That's not two words. It's F-U-H-F-R-E-E. For free.
For free.
For free. That's Rico, is my desperation for the Wings to make big moves just sideswiping my logic?
No, it's not, because when you look at pick 13, you think, okay, well, maybe that's better than the two that they gave, and you could give away another player, and you could have brought him here. No, it's not. It's always the price that you have to pay. Was it so ridiculous? And you're like, you know what? We're going to pass.
Plus, now, look, we know what the Islanders are doing now. Reports out of New York is they've switched their mindset into NHL-ready players into future assets because they want to move up in the draft. Well, guess what? Pick 16 and 17 has less value than pick 13.
Correct.
If you wanted to move up from 16 and 17 to 13, you'd probably give up both of those picks.
Right.
So for the Islanders, pick 13 is going to have more value to get up into the top seven where Hagans is going.
And that's why I get the frustration, because it's like, okay, you could have done this. Like, did you not get included in on this phone call?
Could have given the Islanders more. It would have hurt you less. And I don't know, man. I leave it to you guys. But then again, maybe you want us to talk roller coasters. You know what? I'll tell you what I want. I need 10 people to call, or I'm going to punch Kenny Cott in the face. That's really what's going to happen here. And if you love Kenny...
Wait. Hold on a second.
People, help me help you. We're not doing chicken fingers or your favorite condiment or the funniest fart you ever saw. Look, please, can we just talk about our teams? They're picking at 13 tonight. What is going to keep you from being disappointed? Are you angry about the Dobson thing? Do you like Joe Bucks? What do you think of the new 100-year logo? I don't care. What's your favorite Christmas ornament? 248.
I like the one with a hockey town going across.
Good. 97.
Punch Kenny in the face.
I don't want to hit Kenny.
Everything's going to be fine, Mike. We're going to get some great players this offseason.
You should have seen the look on my face when he told me what the Islanders got for Dobson. I went, what?
You almost punched Jeremy Otto in the face.
He didn't know who Noah Dobson was. I'm like, you got the Dobson thing in your update? Who's that? I'm like, I hate you. Going straight to the people. Not because I don't care about ticket texters, but because people want to talk about this. And I really want to know what you're looking for tonight. It's been a dead week for the Wings. I don't know another way to put it. We started the week, gave you what the hockey experts were saying, gave you look, if they were going to make something big happen in the trade market or the buyout market, it happens this week. And a lot of people believe the NHL draft tonight will be, I don't want to use comic book words, but like explosive, you know, wham, bang, pow. But like moves can happen. You know, Noah Dobson just got traded for what we all deem to be a paltry return. Kenny, to his credit, has always said this about his sport. There are trades and you go, wait, they gave up what? And then there's other trades where you're like, wait, that's all he cost? This would be the latter. The Wings didn't do it. Now, is part of it that Dobson didn't want to play here, wouldn't sign here? Guys, the bottom line is you're pigeonholing yourself into free agency is going to have to be the savior. The trades, as described by many in the industry, it's a this week thing. Is that fair, Kenny?
Yeah, it's definitely fair.
Okay. Let's get to the people, see what everybody's got to say. What needs to happen tonight for you to not be disappointed? And how about this? Forget what is your reaction to Noah Dobson. Hell, Jeremy Otto didn't even have it in his update. Do you have a reaction? Or is that just a wet fart? Your world, guys. Let's go to Trevor, 97.1. Trev, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, yeah, I just want to talk about the Dobson trade and everything. And Ekblad, too. I do not like Ekblad at all. I think we're going to overpay for him. He's going to be on the team in, you know, 6 years when we're kind of really getting good, and he's going to be a dead contract. I really hope we stay away from him. I think you let the young guys play. With Dobson going to Montreal, I think they're way better than us now. Mm-hmm. I don't think we compete at all. I think we try to keep having the young guys grow. You know, hopefully Carter Mazur, you know, he got hurt in his debut. Hopefully that guy can get some minutes. Hopefully, you know, Danielson could get up here and play a couple games. ASP can get up here. Ekblad would kind of take away minutes from him, which wouldn't be a fan of.
Let me just ask you then, Trevor. If your plan is to just have a daycare center up here, do you expect them to make the playoffs with that roster you just described?
What's the point of making the playoffs if we're not going to win? We don't have a good enough team. I think there's obviously Florida's going to be back again. Tampa's going to be good. Toronto.
So just give up.
Well, we have too much talent to tank, and I think we trade Larkin. I'm so sick of him thinking that.
He's got a no movement clause.
Well, buy him out. You know,
oh, okay. Kenny, take over.
I can't. This is that. Everything you've just said is ridiculous. And first of all, Aaron Ekblad is a terrific player. He's not even 30 yet. So to say you're not interested in him is a little ridiculous. Yeah, you're probably going to have to overpay for him. But guess what? The cap's going up. Also, not making the playoffs again. Unacceptable in this window. You've signed Larkin long term. You've signed Raymond long term. You've signed Sider long term. You cannot continue to not make the playoffs. It's just not an option. It's not.
This is what the Wings have done to people.
That was the first call. Mike, we're going to do great. We're going to have a great offseason. Everything's going to be great.
I hope so. But I was only talking to the caller about his plan, which was nothing. Sign no one. Don't try. Don't make playoffs unless you can win whole thing, is what I took out of that.
Be destitute. That's the plan.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure. Go to Charles. We have to recover. Charles, what's going on?
Hey, long-time listener, first-time caller, loves your show, Mike and Randy.
Thank you, buddy.
Okay, the first thing I want to say is I want to preface this statement, which is Steve Yzerman is my all-time favorite athlete. When he was hired as general manager, I actually threw a party here at my house.
Oh, my.
I've just gotten to the point where I can't handle it anymore. And what I would really like to see tonight is for Chris Illich to watch on TV the NHL draft and get so upset with Steve Yzerman sitting on his hands doing nothing that he invites him to his office Monday morning and he says, Steve, best of luck in your future endeavors.
Wow. Okay, here's what I'll say. I mean, Charles, I don't think it's about being right or wrong. You have every right to your feelings, and I think if his last name wasn't Yzerman, he'd likely be gone. Here's where I'll meet you in the middle. The team is entering their 100th season. They're making a big deal of it, the special logo and all. Look, if they miss the playoffs in year 100, he should be fired. period. Amen. Hallelujah. You have to roll it this year. It makes no sense. If even if you were going to fire somebody, you wouldn't do it the day of the draft. You're not wrong. I'm not mad at you. But Charles, it's all about this next season. And no, there's no, well, that's what people said last year. Guys, truly, this is the last stop. Either make playoffs or find new vocation.
So he won't become Scott Frost, is what you're saying.
Correct. Now, is that hot take radio? I don't think so. It would be 7 full years, no playoffs, no ability in the modern NHL to recruit free. Like, we need to let this play out. He might have a great offseason. They might be a playoff team.
Right.
But this is it for me. I'm not going to answer this question 100 times. Yes, if his last name were Smithereens, he'd be gone.
Correct.
We all know this.
Correct.
But it's not. It's Yzerman. And the bottom line is, I don't think on Friday, June 27th, they're entering their 100th year. Everybody knows they've got to sell tickets. They've got to get this fan base back. They've got to become relevant again. If he can't help them get to the playoffs now, fire him. But he has this year to do it. I don't think that's crazy, and I hope I don't get yelled at for that because I'm really not in the mood for it. Yes, Kenny.
No, I don't think you're crazy for that at all. And in year 100, 7 full years, it's tough for me to, as a fan, I mean, as a fan, I would have personally fired him, if not 2 years ago, last year. But you're right. His name is not Smitherman. His name is not Smith. His name is Yzerman.
And they're entering the 100th season. This is it. Show or go. I think I'm more upset at the things they're not involved with. Like, Dobson was given away for free. The Islanders' leverage was slipping away by the hour. And they got picks 16 and 17.
Yeah, your pick at 13 was better than those two picks.
Absolutely. And even if there was a holdup, and the Islanders had these wild draft pick demands that you either couldn't or wouldn't fulfill, you have the prospect pool that could easily have gotten this deal over. Because 13 plus prospect gets that deal done. It does. That is now, again, if Dobson doesn't want to play here, here's the other thing. And again, people, if you guys think I'm being unfair, call me out on this. I'm a big believer that whether you are a head coach, whether you are a general manager, part of your job is recruitment. Whether you're a CEO of a Fortune 500 or you own a small business and have 3 food trucks, you got to recruit people to work for you. What I haven't seen thus far is any evidence to suggest Yzerman can get people to play here. Or even if they want to play here, he hasn't in the past been willing to do what's necessary via term or salary or trade demands. So, look, I'm at a point where, fair or unfair, I'm open to the criticism. No, everything is Yzerman's fault. Like, if Dobson didn't want to be here, yeah, I blame you. I don't even care. If it rains, it's your fault. You get far enough down the line where I don't want any excuses anymore. I just want the result. Right. That's all I want, man. Like, I don't know what to do.
No, it's fair. I mean, especially now you've extended past the Dead Wings territory, and now you got a whole new thing going on here, and it doesn't look promising.
Free agency could save the whole thing.
It could.
But the Dobson thing was a stunner.
But I can't be angry at people who are frustrated because it does seem like a little wash, rinse, repeat.
And it's
we said this last year. We said this the year before.
Can someone?
But this year, we mean it.
I want you to do this. You call up and I want you to give Rico, not me because I don't want to hear it, but you can call Rico. He'll listen. One reason why you want them to use pick 13 tonight. Other than your rosterbation over your prospects.
Well, the Bear kid is going to be pretty good.
We'll get to all of your calls next. I love the fact people want to get involved on this. Respect. 97.1. All right, straight to the people. I promise we'll catch up on ticket texts, but a lot of people want to talk, and we've left it open-ended. I mean, guys, we try our best to, like, be creative with stuff and give you what's going on, but it truly is the Dead Wings thus far. No buyouts, no trades. Noah Dobson got traded today for what is the equivalent, and maybe the Hockeynistas or Kenny will shred me on this. The Honors got picked 16 and 17 in Montreal's version of Jonathan Berggren. I mean, that's just, Kenny, if you don't like that comp, yell at me.
No, it's totally fine, and it was totally doable for this team to do.
I mean, it would have been a nothing burger. And I just said this to Kenny, Rico. Like you would have signed Dobson to 9.5 and Sider's sitting there in the eights. You cost average it out. It's about an 8.5 AAV for two of the top 20 defensemen in the sport. Now, what's more important than a great goalie? Having a solid defensive core.
Yeah.
And here's the other thing. Evanson would have a partner and Pelika would have a partner. You got veterans that are established and really good at what they do to shepherd the young guys along, mix and match, power play, PK. Your top four defensemen would be lights out.
Yeah, especially without that goalie. You're playing goalie roulette every game. So, yes.
The fact is, teams in your own division are getting better, and you're doing nothing. Now, it can be fixed. I'm not writing the offseason off. But when you're – this is what – I can't believe I'm using this word again. Irks. I'm irked. Irked. It irks me.
You're irked?
Irked.
Okay.
I get irked. Lasers. When general managers don't use all the levers they have at their disposal to optimize their roster. Buyouts are one. Wings haven't done it. Trades are another. Wings haven't done it. And free agency is the last piece. The Wings have shown no ability to do it. Other teams are getting better. And look, there's a thought process tonight. Columbus is going to deal that pick for immediate help. Pick 14, the one right after you. So we've asked the question, what's your reaction to the Dobson thing? I'm not mad if you don't want him. Or maybe you just would rather put your eggs in a different basket. But the Dobson thing, also tonight. I mean, does anyone in the world want them using pick 13 tonight?
No.
I don't.
But see, I think this is why you're irked. And I think a lot of fans are irked because. No, because it's.
Kenny's irked.
You want something different, but you feel like you're setting yourself up for the crash and burn. You feel like you're waiting for something to happen that you know deep down probably won't, but you're holding out hope because there's time and things and stuff and maybe.
Yeah, no. No, I'm sorry.
No, but I think that's why a lot of people are.
Yeah, and that's
because
cool.
It's like you want this to happen. You see how it can happen, but I think deep down, a part of you knows, but nothing will happen.
Right, and again, if we're sitting here a week from now and you've signed Aaron Ekblad and you've traded for Jason Robertson, it's a totally different vibe in this town.
Absolutely.
Because but I can't bank on your what might happen.
No, right. Your expectations would have been exceeded because now you've actually seen it happen.
And pick 13 would be a part of something like that. So I don't understand using pick 13 tonight. You want to weaponize that pick the same way Montreal did. Like that's my issue. It doesn't feel like the Wings are trying. And I know that that's highly insulting and I don't mean it to be. It doesn't feel
you
like there's an urgency.
No, because you haven't seen any results. You haven't seen anything. It's just a lot of speculation. Not even speculation. It's nothing. It's silence. And I think that's what the other frustrating part. What irks you?
Irked. Let's go to Owen. 97.1. What's up, Owen?
Yeah, all right. So pretty simple. If we pick a 13, I'm done. I give up.
Oh, my.
I still see Keandre Miller. I still see Bo and Byram out there. Do I think we'll do anything? No. It's Yzerman. Yzerman was great, you know, back when he played. But you look at it's been brought up before. You look at the Lightning. They didn't actually win the Stanley Cup until he was gone. He set up a good prospect pool, but they didn't actually do anything until after.
Okay, you got to give him credit. He did a really nice job down there. All right, but it, you know what?
He did a good job.
But Owen, it's like saying Phil Jackson did a good job with the Lakers and Bulls. He did a terrible job with the Knicks. And it's okay to say it. It's about now. It's who you are now. Yeah. And essentially, Yzerman is Phil Jackson falling asleep on a city bus.
Yeah. Listen, he still has the opportunity to do something. He still has an Aaron Ekblad. He still has a Keandre Miller and a Bowen Byram out there. He could get two out of the three. I'll go see a game or two. I couldn't care if he does that. But if he don't do any of that, I'm done. No, I don't care.
No, and Owen, that's okay. Like, I'm not mad at the opinion in the least. It's something where what you do has to matter. Mm-hmm. And there has to be results. And like, if you're driving from your job today, you know damn well as you're driving down the road listening to this show, you're held accountable at work. Whether it's quarterly budgets, monthly budgets, whether it's the amount of calls you need to make, whether it's the client relationships, you are held accountable. I think we lose this sense of reality that these sports figures somehow shouldn't have that same accountability. That's a joke. That's laughable.
I understand his point, though, of saying I'm done, because I feel like there's going to be a lot of fans lost if nothing happens this offseason and they proceed to not make the playoffs again. If that's the case, I feel like a lot of people are going to be like, you know what? This is worse than the Dead Wings. This is worse than the Dead Wings by a lot. I can't keep emotionally subjecting myself to that this fall, especially when the Lions are playing.
Yeah, you're not ready to be hurt again. I think it's kind of like a lot of fans are drawing the line saying, I don't want to do this anymore.
Let's go to Joey, 97.1. Joey, what's going on, buddy?
How's it going, Mikey, what's Kenny, up? Ricky?
How are you, sir?
I want you guys to prove me wrong.
Okay.
Okay. I don't know much about the draft. I don't know much about trading.
Sure.
You know, I've been a Red Wings fan since Probert days. Barely. But we have our forwards. We have our defensemen. We're three lines deep. We need a superstar goalie. So change my mind.
I'm not going to.
Can we get one, and how can we get one, if it's possible?
There's your problem. Superstar goalies rarely get moved. Anytime a goalie turns into a superstar and they were available, they were probably had holes in their game. Like, look, the Bobrovsky thing was a very strange circumstance that he didn't finish his career as a Flyer. And then he had this revival with Florida. But again, you need a quality defensive core if you're going to help your goalie. Very few goalies in the sport can survive, you know, facing 40-plus shots a game, and then we get into the metrics of the high-quality chances. You're not wrong, Joey, but I don't know how they can do it. Kenny and I wanted to get Linus Ullmark last year, and we got made fun of. You know, this team decided we're going to bring in Peter Mrazek. We don't know that Kosa will play or how much he'll play. You're not wrong, but I don't have a pathway to getting a goalie. I'll leave that to Kenny.
Do we have the money?
Yes.
Do we have the leverage?
You have $22 million in cap space. You can do just about whatever you wanted to do. And if this franchise would get off their ass, you know, and either attach picks to players who actually stink, not like Wallman, but like Tarasenko's a $5 million mistake. Andrew Kopp. Hell, at this point, Compher. Hall, who sits next to Jim Costa for most games. Joey, there's an ability to gap $30 million in space if they wanted it. But I don't know who this goalie is.
Why are they doing it?
Pair, ready, Joey? Kenny? Why?
That's all we need.
Kenny!
That's what the money's for.
That's right. Joey, I wish I could give you this magical answer, but I don't have this. Again, Anaheim's trying to win now. John Gibson is like this forever linked to the Wings. Is John Gibson the difference? No.
It's John Gibson season, Mike. Don't you know it? It's the offseason. Every offseason, it's John Gibson.
Like, I wish I could tell you we could get Ryan Miller in his prime and I could bring him here for you. That doesn't exist.
Teams with control over their elite goalie typically don't give up their elite goalie.
What about Hellebuck? Right, not available.
Which is why, as you said, you're okay, let's improve the defense. Since you're not going to improve the goalie situation, let's go that route as well.
We're going to get more of the people. Everybody just sit tight, chill out with us on a Friday. We will get to all of your calls. I'll catch up on the ticket text. We got to get some football today in the mix. But what do you want the Wings to do? Noah Dobson is now a Montreal Canadian, and he was essentially given away by the Islanders. Where were you? Is it all about Ekblad? Do you think there's fireworks tonight? We've had people calling in. Nobody wants to use the 13 pick. A line is open if you're brave. Call up and tell me why they should keep the pick.
Oh, they're talking to you now, not me.
Oh, no.
You. Okay.
No. You'll listen. I'll walk out. 248-539-97.
Well, now they're not going to call.
Then talk to Kenny. He's a lovely person.
Michael, listen if you call.
Okay. 97.1. All right, touch the table on some football real quick, then we'll get back to business. Kenny, the music, please.
So we are officially through NFL free agency, the offseason. So I have some updated over-unders for you guys to react to. I just wanted your opinion on some of these teams. We'll get through the interesting ones and a couple of non-interesting ones because that's kind of funny. We'll start with those. The Browns, the Saints are all 4.5, and the 5.5s are the Giants, Jets, and Titans.
What would you like me to say? They're all dog ass.
Yes, they're all dog ass. I'm wondering if you have any over-under thoughts on that.
I think the Giants have a shot to go over just based on what could be an elite defense on paper. Offense is going to be very mid at best, but of any of those, say the Giants.
Yeah, I would say the Giants, but not for the reasons why Mike is saying, and I'm saying because I think Russell Wilson, can you win you 2-3 games and that would put you over, along with the defense that they have. You said the Giants, Browns, and who?
Giants, Jets, and Titans are 5.5.
Oh, Jets. No, nah, I'm good. Yeah.
Just a complete no on the Jets.
No.
Okay.
I mean, 5.5, maybe AG can give him that new coach bounce. I mean, heck, this is my quarterback. Maybe Fields can go out there and get you to 6 wins, but I don't expect much.
Also, fun fact, Rico, you brought up Aaron Glenn. I was looking at the odds on the coach of the year. Do you know who the top three? He's one of them. Do you know who the top three in that category is, using AG as a baseline?
Well, I'm assuming Ben Johnson
is
probably in there.
Ben Johnson is the betting favorite.
For coach of the year?
For head coach of the year.
Wow. Okay. Campbell in there?
No, it's Mike Vrabel. I'll save you the time. All new head coaches going to new teams.
Oh, okay.
The 7.5s will move up to there. Falcons, Cowboys, Colts, Jags.
I'm all Atlanta. I think Penix is it's got to be time. The roster's there. They reinvested in the defense. Multiple pass rushers in the first round. This is Rico's guy. I like what I saw at the end of the year. It's always been about having a QB. Last couple of years, whether it was Ritter, Cousins, it cost them division titles. Mm-hmm. Penix is the real deal. All right,
if not,
I'll buy.
Yeah, if not, you just got to blow that thing up because there's just way too much talent, Kenny, for that number to be sitting that low. Seriously, there's a disconnect, whether it's the head coach, GM, quarterback, offensive coordinator. You got too much talent there. Cowboys, 7.5. You know, that's the rake, Mike. It seems so low because you're like, it's Dallas. Like, they got to be better than 7.5, right? Yes?
Yes.
You're the East guy.
Yes.
Okay.
The 8.5s, we can start in division. Both the Bears and the Vikings are the 8.5. Does any of that interest you, over, under?
Bears. Yeah, over. Yeah. Talent's there. Caleb, year two, takes the leap. Got an offensive coach, not a defensive Beekman. Yeah, Bears. I know Lion fans don't want to hear it, but too bad.
Yeah, I was willing to say both teams, but I need to hear some better reports coming from Minnesota that JJ is actually getting the offense and things are going well because he's got all the weapons. It's really all on him. Sam Darnold took that team to 14 wins. JJ, can you do a little bit? You don't have to get to 14, but I would like to think so. But Kenny, if I had to pick, I think the Bears, I think Ben Johnson with Caleb Williams, he's going to tailor the offense to fit him. And I know a lot of people don't think that, he destroyed this Lions team. He didn't get stupid overnight.
Is JJ the biggest wild card of the offseason, by the way?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think it might be in all of football. Rico knows this. We've talked about it. If JJ's good, again, Lion fans don't want to hear this one. The Vikings have a roster that's every bit as good as yours. And the money that they saved by getting rid of expensive ginger idiot and paying rookie, yeah, they spent on defense. Like, the Vikings have a real roster. It's up to Mr. Meditation on whether he's real or not.
The irony is, both quarterbacks from the national title game that year are probably the biggest wild cards because we just talked about
Great
Pittis.
Call. That's a great call. Yes.
Also in the 8.5, now that David has the day off, he is not here to be negative and slanderous. The Steelers also fall under the 8.5.
I'm just going over because that's just what they do, Kenny. They don't have losing records.
I'm going to go under. I think Rodgers is cooked. I'm going under. I'm sorry. Like, I want them to be a little bit better because it'll anger David, but I actually think they're going to be a little bit worse. He wants a pick.
It's the Tomlin voodoo. It's Rodgers wanting to go out at least his way, and you got DK there. I think that they will have a winning record. I'm going to go over.
Also, the Miami Dolphins, Paul Sarah's Miami Dolphins, 8.5.
I'm going under for the Dolphins. I'm sorry, Paulie. I love you, but I don't like your owner. I'm starting to really question whether your coach is anything but a hype man. Your quarterback's a problem. Tyreek doesn't look fast no more. Defense gutted by free agency. And you can't win a game in December.
I was about to say,
you're soft.
Yeah, I need to see your schedule, see how many games you play outside of the state of Florida in cold weather. Yeah, I would probably safely go under as well.
And these 9.5s may be problems for the Lions, the Rams, the Bucks, the Commanders.
Rams, Bucks, Commanders. And it's 9.5?
Yes, sir.
Go Commanders of those three. The East, Dallas is going to be bad. The Giants are going to be bad. They've played with Philly. And again, Rico, I don't know if you agree. Rookie QB to year two, there can be a leap.
Yeah.
Or it could be the CJ Stroud experience. But I'm banking that Daniels in year two of Kingsbury's offense with more weapons, including your guy Debo. Yeah, I'll bank on Washington there.
I'm going to go the Bucs, division that they play in, some easier games that they can rack up. So I'm going to go the Bucs to go over.
And also the Packers are one of the 9.5 teams talking about problems for the Lions.
I'm going to go over. I'm going to say a healthy Jordan Love will get this thing done. They went out and finally drafted a wide receiver. Yes, give me the Packers.
Yeah, probably. But, man, do they need a pass rush.
Yeah.
We bitch about pass rush here. Try being in Green Bay. You're pinning your hopes on Lucas Van Ness? Okay. But I'll go with you. The quarterback play, Love has the talent to be a top five QB.
Another one of the question marks of this upcoming season is the Bengals, 9.5. What do you make of that?
I'm going under. I think it's a bleep show. Mm-hmm. You've alienated your players. You've angered your wide receivers. You've angered Trey Hendrickson. You got rid of Lou Anarumo. I agree. I'm out.
I'm going to say under because the morale in that locker room is so low, Kenny, that the second they hit a two-game losing streak, I think the coach is going to lose the team. I think the players are going to start blaming each other, and this is going to be a dumpster fire. Like, certain teams can handle adversity. It ain't the Bengals. They lose the coin toss, and they're already pointing fingers at each other.
So, Rico, Mr. Privilege, you and I are in the same 10.5 umbrella in terms of over-under. What do you make of both?
Lions. You're saying Lions and 49ers. That's a good number for both. This is how Mike, like, wow, that's a good number. I would say with the Lions, the schedule that they have, and the fact that I think that the Packers and Bears are going to be a little bit better, I would probably put them at 10. I'd probably put the Niners at 11 because you got the Cardinals and the Seahawks in your division. And I'm not a big Cardinals fan.
I like the Cardinals.
I know you do.
I we'll see. I'll either look.
But the fact that one of the toughest schedules and the other has the absolute worst schedule. Yep. So that's why I'm saying Lions 10. I would go under for the Lions, over for the Niners.
And will any of these teams win 12 games? The final four will round it out with this: Ravens, Bills, Chiefs, Eagles.
Bills. I got to see it with the Chiefs again. I think the Chargers might get them this year. I think old Harbaugh might have something to say in the West.
I would go with probably the Bills or Ravens. I think the Chiefs have realized you don't need to win all the games in the regular season. It means nothing. Just be ready for the playoffs. So I would go Bills or Ravens. If I had to pick one, Kenny, I'd say Ravens.
All right, and that is In Football Today.